SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump at a wide-ranging news conference at the White House yesterday, reacting to the latest developments of the war in Iran and also calling out the mainstream press for biased media coverage about the war.
If you read the New York Times, the failing New York Times, subscriptions are way down, as you know. That's because people don't believe the stuff anymore. If you watch CNN, you'd think that they're doing well in the war. They're not doing well. They're getting absolutely decimated. Now, with all of that being said, we'll see what happens. You have a lot of we have no pressure. It's only guys like you with a question like that about what's your time. We've been doing it for 5.5 weeks.
Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said today at the Pentagon that Iran is in a position to make a deal and end the hostilities once and for all.
That mission continues today in this new phase as Iran has an important choice, a chance to make a deal, a good deal, a wise deal.
And Hegseth stressed that U.S. forces remain in the region and are ready, if need be, to resume their battle against Iran. That goes both against its ships and other targets. Iran's top diplomat, meanwhile, set to travel to Pakistan, raising hopes for renewed peace talks.
Iran's state-run IRNA news agency has confirmed that Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi is heading to Pakistan for talks and will also stop in Oman and Russia. The trip to Pakistan comes as officials there have been trying to get the US and Iran to a second round of ceasefire negotiations. The report says the trip, beginning Friday, is focusing on ongoing regional developments and the US-Iran war. Lavrov saying he appreciates Pakistan's constructive role in facilitating dialogue between Iran and the US. Dari affirmed Islamabad's commitment to supporting efforts that promote dialogue and diplomacy to resolve disputes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And this is SRN News. Planned Parenthood is branching out.
It's no secret that the nation's largest abortion business has been getting into the gender transition game in recent years, but a report from Concerned Women for America indicates that in 2025, Planned Parenthood sold 40% more doses of puberty-blocking hormones than the year before. CWA President Penny Nance says, quote, "Given these revelations, the federal government must stop giving taxpayer dollars to Planned Parenthood." Michael Harrington reporting.
Prominent attorney Alan Dershowitz is quitting the Democrat Party. The lifelong Democrat told the Wall Street Journal that anti-Semites are taking control of the institution and he will register now as a Republican. Dershowitz says there is no denying that the hard left, anti-Israel wing of the Democrat Party has moved from the fringe to the mainstream. Republicans have their own anti-Semitic fringe, but for now it remains a fringe. This is SRN News. Experts and officials meet for a week-long conference in Colombia to look at ways to beat fossil fuel reliance.
Against a backdrop of rising global tensions and energy market instability, governments from around 50 countries are gathering on Friday in Colombia's Caribbean city of Santa Marta for a summit aimed at accelerating the shift away from fossil fuels. The April 24 to 29 conference will bring together ministers, academics and civil society groups to discuss how to move beyond oil, gas and coal. The meeting reflects growing frustration among some governments and advocates that decades of UN climate negotiations have failed to directly address fossil fuel production, the main driver of global warming, prompting the Santa Marta summit to push the issue outside formal talks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It's a mixed bag on Wall Street. The Dow struggling is down 126 points at this hour. The high-tech NASDAQ faring much better. It's by 358. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.